Today's audiocast for Monday, November 27th, 2006 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Consumer. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb. A rejuvenated Raytheon aircraft could have new owners in the next month, according to the Wichita Eagle. The newspaper reported on Friday that the Carlyle Group of Washington, D.C., Cerberus Capital Management of New York, and Onyx Corporation of Toronto are the three finalists in the bidding contest for the plane maker, which builds Hawker and Beechcraft business jets, turboprops and piston singles and twins, as well as military trainers at its Wichita plant. A recent surge in sales, particularly on the bizjet side, has put the company in a profit position, and the forecast for continued strong sales in that sector has made the company an attractive acquisition target, according to various analysts. Onyx Corporation is no stranger to Wichita. The Canadian company bought Boeing's Wichita commercial operations last year and formed Spirit AeroSystems Holding. The new company is doing well building Boeing 737 fuselages and parts for the 787 Dreamliner, and analysts say the Raytheon acquisition would be a good fit. The Carlyle Group has numerous aviation connections in its portfolio, including AeroStructures Corporation, Vought Aircraft Industries, Landmark Aviation, and a majority share of Firth Rickson, a metal parts provider. Cerberus manages more than $18 billion for its clients and is involved in dozens of companies, although its aviation experience appears limited. Raytheon has said it wants $3 billion for the aviation business, which employs 6,300 people in Wichita. A separate legal complaint recently filed in Illinois against Lycoming carries similar wording and may be added to original suits filed this September seeking class action status, representing owners ill affected by a series of Lycoming service bulletins ultimately calling for early retirement of nearly 4,000 Lycoming crankshafts within 3 years. Attorney Robert Mills, who filed the initial suits, two in Philadelphia covering 49 states and one in California, this weekend told AvWeb that six law firms are already working cooperatively on the case and the new filing may seek inclusion or lead to wrangling for lead attorney status. The case has been stayed and awaits review, either in January or more likely March, by a multi-district litigation panel that will determine its class certification and assignment or throw it out altogether, Mills said. Following Lycoming's issuance of the SBs, the FAA issued an airworthiness directive dictating replacement of affected crankshafts at the first opportunity and within 12 years from the time the crankshaft entered service. Owners are currently expected to share in replacement costs and cover all labor costs associated with replacement of the crankshafts. Two North American college students will get a chance to intern at EADS Cicada in France next summer under a new program developed by Cicada and the Experimental Aircraft Association. The students, who must be juniors or seniors pursuing an aviation career, will spend 5 weeks in France. They'll visit several Cicada factories and tour the Paris Air Show. Then they'll spend a week in Oshkosh at the EAA Advanced Air Academy, where they'll act as mentors to the youngsters at the camp and attend AirVenture. The internships, which include transportation and accommodation, will be awarded to one male and one female student. The so-called personal jet manufacturers may soon have another power option for their aircraft. Price Induction of France has reportedly test-run its DGEN 380 turbofan engine, which is designed specifically for aircraft weighing as little as 1,650 pounds. The engine puts out about 600 pounds of thrust. Most current VLJ engines are about 1,100 pounds and up and weighs just 100 pounds. According to the company, the engine is designed to fit adaptations of existing airframes, and its performance is optimized for 10,000 to 12,000 feet at a speed of about 235 knots. This, the company said, puts jet power within the reach of about 50 general aviation manufacturers that might not have considered it as an option. Well, tis the season, and most pilots know somebody who's shown an interest in learning to fly someday, and you can help bring that day closer with a gift of a Project Pilot Introductory Flight. AOPA's new Learn to Fly initiative has an online database of over 3,500 flight schools, many offering first flights for $49 to $89. The website also has frequently asked questions for beginners, an introductory video, tips for choosing a flight school, and an instructor and advice on how to finance training. At the airport, the gift recipient will be shown how to pre-flight the aircraft, how to taxi and take off, and go for a local flight. It's a gift that's more memorable than just another gift card or necktie. Go to avweb.com to find the Project Pilot website address. In case you missed it, be sure to download or listen online to Chad Troutfetter's very informative interview with HondaJet VP Jeffrey Smith. For more aviation news, features, and resources, log on to avweb.com 24 hours a day. Comments welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Friday, December 1st. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.